Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. A happy Memorial Day to you all. Residents across the North Coast attended Memorial Day observances from southern Humboldt to Brookings, Oregon. There were flag planting ceremonies at cemeteries honoring military veterans, as well as two local observances honoring maritime vets. Congressman Mike Thompson issued a statement saying, "As we honor their service to our nation, let us also remember the Americans who are serving our nation around the world today. With the brave efforts of generations of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, merchant Marines, and Coast Guardsmen and their families, our country would not live so freely." Last week, the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to approve a proposal that would see Humboldt County team up with the Save of the Redwoods League, and on Friday, the State Parks Commissioner signed off on the deal. Director Ruth Coleman okayed a proposal between the county and the Redwoods League that will see Humboldt County, with supplemental funding from the league, operate Grizzly Creek State Park for the next year to keep it from closing due to state budget cuts. The park is currently open and camping spaces are available on a first-come, first-served basis. All park fees will remain at current levels. The supervisors will take up the issue of park fees in the coming weeks and decide whether to raise them or alter the fee structure. The county expects revenue between $50,000 and $60,000 per year, funds that will be used to keep Grizzly Creek open. Officers from the Eureka Pop team arrested 49-year-old Eureka resident Brian Fleming on Friday after a traffic stop on Myrtle Avenue. Fleming has been the subject of an investigation since last December when officers responded to a motel room after receiving a tip that a man there had both meth and weapons. That suspect was Fleming, who was contacted and arrested and booked into county jail. Since that incident, Pop officers have received more tips that Fleming was selling meth from his residence at Myrtle and Hall, and the traffic stop was a direct result. The stop found Fleming in possession of more than 6 grams of meth, as well as a loaded handgun. Officers then served a search warrant at Fleming's residence and other properties associated with him. Those searches turned up more than 50 grams of meth, 8 more firearms, including shotguns, rifles, and handguns, and drug sales paraphernalia. Fleming was arrested and booked into county jail on a litany of charges, including possession for sale, felon in possession of firearms, and an additional enhancement of being a felon out on bail and arrested for a new felony. Fleming's bail was set at $75,000. And road crews from the county and Caltrans will begin two road construction projects beginning tomorrow. Mercer Fraser crews will work to construct a new traffic signal at the intersection of Myrtle Avenue and Hubbard Lane. Be prepared for rerouted traffic, minor delays, and lane closures as the work is being completed, which should be tomorrow afternoon. Caltrans crews will begin a project to construct a sidewalk on Route 101 Broadway and Vigo Streets in Eureka. The work is expected to last 2 weeks, with construction crews working during the day this week and overnight the following week. The night work will entail the closing of the southbound lanes of Broadway, so be prepared for minor delays. And that's your North Coast News on this month. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature the candidates for the 2nd District Supervisor's race and their views on economic development. Up first is incumbent Cliff Clendenin.
Well, I'm four square behind getting the Richardson's Grove project through. At the same time, I appreciate that we have a legal system that needs to be followed, and it's through the last, hopefully, phases of that, working with the EIR. But I've walked the project. I've had my hands around the largest redwood tree that's coming out, and I can almost touch my fingers. And it's, from some of the early environmental folks that were brought to the table when this was considered a dozen years ago or so, this was looked at as the environmentally superior alternative.
Challenger Estelle Fennell answered the same question, and here's an excerpt from her answer.
I think we have to go back to the culture at the county level here. We've got to make it mandatory, really, that the staff who regulate, who are in charge of regulations here understand that their job is, when somebody comes in with a good idea that will be for the good of our economy, our community, that they say, how can I help you? and not just go to page 392 of a very thick manual and find a way to say no.
You can hear the full interviews of both candidates by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the North Coast News for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.